This is the Sakar Merli of the 1st of January 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you have come to the Father to be refreshed. Remember the Father and the inheritance, and you will remain constantly refreshed. Question. What are the main signs of sensible children? Answer. Those who are sensible have infinite happiness. If they don't have happiness, they are fools. Sensible ones means those who make their intellects divine. They also make the intellects of others divine. They remain busy doing spiritual service and aren't able to remain without giving the Father's introduction. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains. This Dada too understands because the Father sits here and explains through Dada. Just as you understand, so this Dada also understands in the same way. Dada is not called God. These are the versions of God. What is the main thing that the Father explains? Become soul conscious. Why does he say this? Because we are going to be made pure by the Purifier, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, by considering ourselves to be souls. This knowledge is in your intellects. Explain this to everyone. People call out, we are impure. The new world will definitely be pure. It is the Father who makes the world new. He is the one who establishes it. He is the one they call out to. He is called the Purifier Baba. He is called the Purifier and also the Father. It is souls who call out to the Father. Bodies don't call out. The Father of us souls is the Parlokic Father. He is the Purifier. You should remember very well that that is a new world and that this is an old world. You do understand this, do you not? There are some simpletons, Buddhas, who feel that they have infinite happiness. They feel that they are sitting in heaven. However, you also have to understand that the Iron Age can never be called heaven. The very name is the Iron Age. The old impure world. There is a difference, is there not? Even this doesn't sit in the intellects of human beings. They have reached the state of total decay. When children don't study, they are told, you have stone intellects. Baba also writes, the people of your village have completely stone intellects. They don't understand anything because they don't explain to others. If you yourself have become someone with a divine intellect, you should also make others the same. You should make effort. There is no question of being shy about this. However, because human beings have had wrong expressions in their intellects for half a cycle, they don't forget them. How can they forget them? Only the One Father has the power to make them forget all of that. No one but the Father can give you this knowledge. It means that everyone is without knowledge. Until the Father the ocean of knowledge, comes and speaks knowledge, how could they receive it? Tamopritan means the world of those who are without knowledge. Satopritan means the divine world. There is a difference. Deities take rebirth. Time continues to pass, and intellects continue to become weaker. Whatever power you had received by connecting your intellects in yoga then finishes. The Father is now explaining to you, and so you become very refreshed. You were refreshed and in a state of rest. The Father also writes, children, come here and become refreshed, and also have a rest. After becoming refreshed, you go to the land of rest in the Golden Age. There you receive plenty of rest. You receive peace, happiness, prosperity, etc. there. You receive everything there. So you come here to Baba to become refreshed and to have a rest. Shiv Baba refreshes you. You also take a rest when you are with Baba. Rest means peace. When you become tired, you take a rest. Some go to one place and others go to another place to take a rest. There is no question of refreshment in that. When you come here, the Father explains to you every day and you become refreshed. By remembering him, you become Satopritan from Tamopritan. You come here in order to become Satopritan. What effort do you have to make for this? Sweetest children, remember the Father. The Father has given you all the teachings about how this world cycle turns and how you receive rest. No one else knows these things. Therefore, you also have to explain to others so that they too can become as refreshed as you. Your duty is to give everyone the message. You have to become refreshed for all time and also be rested for all time. Give everyone this message. Simply remind them to remember the Father and their inheritance. This is a very simple matter. The unlimited Father creates heaven. He gives you the inheritance of heaven. You are now at the confluence age. You know about the curse of Maya and the inheritance of the Father. When you are cursed by Maya, Ravan, your purity, peace and happiness all finish. Therefore, even your wealth then finishes. The Father has also told you how it all gradually finishes. How many births does that take? There can't be any rest in this land of sorrow. In the land of happiness, there is nothing but rest all the time. Devotion makes people so tired. Devotion makes them tired for birth after birth, and it makes them poverty-stricken. The Father explains this to you now. When new ones come, so much is explained to them. People think so much about everything. They think that there might perhaps be magic here. However, you do speak of the magician. So I too say I am the magician. But it is not magic that changes animals from one thing to another. This is not a question of animals. This can be understood with the intellect. It is sung, what does a goat know about the celestial sounds of heaven? At this time, human beings are like sheep. Those things refer to here. Such things are not spoken of in the Golden Age. They are remembered of this time. There are so many gatherings for Chandika, the cremator goddess. Ask them who she was, and they will reply that she was a goddess. However, such names don't exist there. In the Golden Age, their names are always auspicious. Sri Ramachandra, Sri Krishna. Someone elevated is called Sri. The Golden Age community is said to be elevated. How could the vicious Iron Age community be called elevated? Sri means elevated. People of today are not elevated. It is remembered that it didn't take God long to change humans into deities. They then change from deities to human beings by indulging in the five vices. In the kingdom of Ravan, all are human beings. There they are all deities. That is called a deity world, and this is called a human world. That deity world is called the day, and this human world is called the night. Light is called the day, and darkness is called the night of ignorance. You understand this difference. You know that previously you didn't know anything. You now have all of these things in your intellects. When rishis and munis were asked if they knew the Creator, or the beginning, the middle and end of creation, they would just say, neti neti, neither this nor that. You now understand that you were previously atheists because you didn't know the unlimited Father. He is the original eternal Baba. He is the Baba of souls. You children understand that you now belong to that unlimited Father who is never burnt. Here, all are burnt because they have bodies. Even Ravan is burnt. No one can ever burn a soul. The Father is giving you children the incognito knowledge that only He has. This incognito knowledge is in the soul. Souls themselves are incognito. A soul speaks through his mouth. This is why the Father says, children, don't become body conscious. Become soul conscious. Otherwise, it is as though you have been turned upside down. You forget to consider yourselves to be souls. You also have to understand very well the significance of the drama. Whatever is fixed in the drama repeats identically. No one knows this. Your intellects also have the knowledge of how the drama continues to move second by second. No one can reach the end of the sky. They can reach the end of the earth. The sky is subtle and the earth is gross. You cannot reach the end of many things. They say that there is just sky everywhere up above, and that there is just earth everywhere down below. They have heard these things from the scriptures. Therefore they go up above to see all of that there. They even try to establish a world up there. They have expanded the world so much. In Bharat there was just the one deity religion. There were no other countries there. They then built up the world so much. Just think about this. The deities lived on such a small piece of land in Bharat. They lived by the banks of the river Jamuna. Delhi used to be a land of angels, Palestine. This is called a graveyard, Kabristan, where there continues to be untimely death. The land of immortality is called a land of angels. There is a lot of natural beauty there. In fact, Bharat would be called a land of angels. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of that land of angels. They were so beautiful. They were Satopritan. They had natural beauty. Those souls also continued to sparkle. Baba showed the children how the birth of Krishna takes place. It is as though the whole room begins to sparkle. Therefore the father sits here and explains to you children. You are now making effort to go to the land of angels. It has to be number-wise. Not everyone can be the same. Just think about how such a tiny soul plays such a huge part. When a soul leaves his body, look what becomes of the body. All the actors of the whole world play the parts that are eternally created. This world is also eternal. Each one's part within him is eternal. Because you understand that this is the world tree, you can only call it wonderful. The father explains to you so well. In spite of that, however much time is fixed in the drama for each of you to understand, that is how long you will take to understand. There is a difference between each one's intellect. Each soul has a mind and an intellect, but there is so much difference between each soul. You children now understand that you have to win a scholarship. Therefore, there is happiness in your hearts. Here too, as soon as you come inside, you can see your aim and objective in front of you. There is definitely that happiness then, is there not? You understand that you have now come here in order to study to become like them. Otherwise, no one would come here. This is your aim and objective. There is no school anywhere else where you could see your aim and objective for your next birth. You can see that they are the masters of heaven and that we are going to become those. We are now at the confluence age. We neither belong to that kingdom nor to this kingdom. We are in between and are going there. The father, the boatman, is incorporeal, and the boat is also incorporeal. He pulls the boat across and takes it to the supreme abode. The incorporeal father is taking the incorporeal children. Only the father takes children with him. This cycle comes to an end, and it then has to repeat identically. You shed a body and take another. You become small and then big again. You sow a mango seed, a mango tree emerges. That is a limited tree, whereas this is the human tree, which is also called the variety tree. You continue to play your whole parts from the Golden Age to the Iron Age. You imperishable souls play your parts of the cycle of 84 births. Lakshmi and Narayan used to exist, they don't exist now. They went around the cycle and became those. It is said that earlier they were Lakshmi and Narayan. It is now their last birth, Brahma and Saraswati. Everyone definitely has to return home. There weren't so many people in heaven. There were no actors of the Islamic religion or the Buddhist religion there. There were just deities there. No one else has this understanding. Those who become sensible should receive a title. To the extent that someone studies, and according to the effort he makes, so he receives a status, number-wise. Therefore, you children should be happy when you come here and see your aim and objective. There is no limit to your happiness. This is how a school or university should be. It is very incognito, but it is a very great university. The higher the study, the greater the college. Here you have all facilities. Souls have to study and then sit either on a golden throne or a wooden throne. You children should have so much happiness because these are the versions of God Shiva. This one is the number one world prince. You children understand that the Father comes every cycle and gives his own introduction. I enter this one and teach all of you children. Deities would not have this knowledge. When you have become deities through this knowledge, there will be no need for this study. A very broad intellect is needed to understand this. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana, 1. Renounce this impure world from your intellect. Forget your old body and bodily relations and connect your intellect to the Father and Heaven. 2. In order to have constant refreshment, remain aware of the Father and your inheritance. Give everyone the Father's message and refresh them. Don't be shy about doing spiritual service. Blessing. May you be truly loving and achieve success with your constant stage of being united in one direction in the gathering. In a gathering, one says something and the other accepts it. This is the response of true love. Seeing the example of such loving children, others also have the courage to form a connection with you. The gathering too becomes a means of doing service. When Maya sees that there is very good unity among you, that you are all together, she doesn't have the courage to come to you. Only the sanskars of being united in one direction and having a constant stage will establish one kingdom in the Golden Age. Slogan: only those who keep a balance of karma and yoga are successful yogis.
Aviat signal.
In this Aviat month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. Bapdada's desire is that each of his children claims a right to the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life. Practicing this at this time will make it natural in the Golden Age. However, it is not at the Confluence Age that you have a right to the inheritance. Therefore, if any bondage is pulling you, think about why it is pulling you and find a solution to it. Om Shanti. Many, many greetings for the new year to all confluence-aged, intense effort-making brothers and sisters. The 1st of January and the month of January is the month of memories of our sweet Baba. Let all of us children of Baba observe silence of the mind and the mouth for the whole month in order to experience the divine activities of the subtle region. By making ourselves equal to Father Brahma and making our stage free from bondage and experiencing liberation in life. We are sending this month's Aviat signals with the aim of each one touring around the subtle region with the power of the intellect.